From the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio, this is the Mickey Golden Program. Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. I'm Mickey Gordon. Along with Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
Got the Professor Fatso Puny, legendary rock and roll DJ. Hey, man, it's a ditty. And as always, President Bill Clinton. Suey, baby, it's good. Happy to be here. Oh, man, I'm feeling a little perky today. Well, thank you for sharing. Time to check out the birthdays for today. Gymnast Simone Biles, 27.
Yeah, nice.
NBA star Stephen Curry, 36 today. Sammy Giancola from Jersey Shore.
Hey, how you doing? Jersey Shore over here. Sammy, she was a hot little number.
Sammy's 37.
Go, Sammy.
That show was a freight train wreck to watch.
It was great.
Let's see. We got Ansel Elgort from Divergent and Baby Driver, 30 years old today.
Yeah.
Chris Klein from the American Pie films and the Netflix series Sweet Magnolias, 45 years old today.
Yeah.
Corey Stoll from House of Cards, Ant-Man movies, and the many saints of Newark.
Yeah.
48 today. Grace Park from the new Hawaii Five-O and A Million Little Things. 50 today.
Yeah. Did they book them down?
Yeah. So we got Billy Crystal.
Wow. Really?
Ready for this. 76.
Yeah.
Composer, conductor, Quincy Jones.
Yeah, he produced like Thriller and all those Michael Jackson albums. I mean, the guy was like prolific.
And he's still kicking. 91 years old today.
You ever seen those daughters he's had? Man, oh God. Quincy are good genes. That's true.
Yes, you're right. Michael Caine, the actor, born on the exact same day as Quincy Jones.
Wow.
91 years old today. Mickey Gordon program for iNet Radio. We're going to do our history lesson right after this. Thanks for being here. Hey, y'all. Wow, it's Mickey Gordon. Van Halen. 1984. That was the name of the album, too. And this was Jump. Wow. That's, good Lord, 40 years old. I was a little tyke back then.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio doing the history lesson for today. Let's swing it back to 1964. On this very date, the jury in Dallas, Texas, or as Walter Cronkite used to say, Dallas, Texas. They found Jack Ruby guilty of killing Lee Harvey Oswald, the assassin of John F. Kennedy, or who they believed was the assassin. Now, still there. There's different feelings on that assassination.
Yeah,
all over the place. But Jack Ruby, I mean, wasn't that convenient? Bringing Lee Harvey Oswald out, Jack Ruby shows up, sticks a gun in his stomach in the basement of the police station, and bang.
Yeah. Case solved.
How convenient.
Yeah.
This date, 1964, the very same day, Billboard magazine reported that Beatles recordings were claiming 60% of the single sales in the United States.
Wow. Beatles were doing good, you know. Yeah. The picker.
1990 on this date, church officials in Belgium discovered that 8 nuns had sold their convent in Burgas, for $1.4 million and moved to France and bought a castle.
Can they do that? That's great. Just,
you know, we really want to be in France. So, well, let's just sell the convent and buy a castle. Works for them. 1997 on this date. Surgeons at Bethesda Naval Medical Center repaired a torn tendon in President Clinton's right knee.
Oh, I remember this one. Yeah. That was called by I had a freak stumble in Florida. Tell you the truth, I was looking at a hot babe and didn't see that step. Oh, baby. Don't tell Hill. Mm-mm. Okay.
You were hanging out with Greg Norman, right?
Oh, yeah. He's a good dude. I talked to him the other day. He says hi. He's a big listener. Loves it.
2005, on this date, thieves broke into a storage hall in Steinfurt, Germany, and stole 200 fully loaded gumball machines.
Okay. Nah, there you go.
Don't tell the dentist. 2014, in India, a bride walked out of her wedding after the groom failed to solve a simple math problem.
Really?
Apparently, the women's relatives put the groom to the test after becoming concerned about his level of education.
So, what's 2 plus 2?
Six.
Yeah.
She ran.
You know, probably good.
2020, on this date, French airline Air Tahiti Niu flew the longest ever scheduled passenger flight by distance. It was 9,765 miles across the world from Tahiti, French Polynesia, to Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport.
Yeah.
The one-time milestone was a direct consequence of the pandemic-induced travel restrictions around the world.
Oh, very nice.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. Special events. We have those next.
Gordon on iNet Radio.
Listen now. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for joining us. Special events for today. It is Celebrate Scientist Day.
We celebrate the science.
Follow the science. International Ask a Question Day.
Wow. I don't know.
We got to learn about Butterflies Day and the Butterfly Association. Legal Assistance Day.
Yeah.
Reuben Sandwich Day.
I wonder who's sponsoring that one.
Don't know. Potato Chip Day. I could go with that. Save a Spider Day. And today is also Write Your Story Day. Mickey Gordon program for iNet Radio. Wacky but true. Coming up for you. This is the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Time for Wacky But True. Okay, a farmer in Italy had taken his mother to a small medical center, and after talking to doctors, decided he couldn't wait for an ambulance driver to take her to a hospital in a bigger town.
Mm-hmm.
So he loaded his mom into the ambulance, hopped in the driver's seat, and took off. He was charged with theft, but mom checked out just fine.
Yeah. You go to the emergency room, you to the clinic.
Mm-hmm. A driver in the UK was forced to seek counseling to help cure a bizarre phobia of speed cameras.
Really?
Yeah, despite being a good driver who never had a speeding ticket, the man was terrified of cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Driving 500 miles a week, he regularly took huge detours to avoid camera sights and said that if he saw a speed camera, he suffered a panic attack and had to pull over. The situation became so serious that eventually he was invited to be, rather invited to a behind-the-scenes look at how cameras worked. Part of the condition was a fear of the unknown and concerns that the cameras could accidentally be triggered, exposing him to unjust prosecution.
I think somebody needs to get a life.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll tear that one up. No. Don't need that. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A Walmart in Sydney, Ohio. Shoppers found a human finger in the store's parking lot.
Really?
Typical of Ohio. Police aren't aware of any recent incidents of someone losing a finger, so they may try DNA testing to discover who this finger belongs to.
Yeah.
The coroner says it did belong to a woman. They just don't know who.
Yeah.
One Walmart shopper who was interviewed said,
"How do you leave without your finger?"
I don't know. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. We got more wacky but true coming your way. Thanks for listening today. Mickey Gordon. We're covering wacky but true today on the not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Yeah.
A patron at a strip club in Port St. Lucie, Florida, got more than he bargained for when he refused to tip a female worker. Yeah, the man was allegedly struck in the face with a small stack of cash.
Really? Some wacky stuff.
That's why they call it wacky but true. The woman was Victoria Jones, and she claimed that throwing money was a common practice at the establishment. According to police reports, the victim was talking to employees about his career, but failed to provide any tips, which upset the club workers.
Yeah.
The victim, who was reportedly drunk, was unaware of the tipping etiquette at the club and did not see any signs stating that it was mandatory.
Maybe he just didn't like her boobies.
Maybe. Witnesses said that the woman picked up money and slapped the victim with it in a non-aggressive manner.
Non-aggressive.
Surveillance footage captured the altercation, leading to her arrest for battery.
Who's having a rough day?
Who got to keep the cash? That's what I want to know. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Got some trivia coming up. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Let's do some trivia. And here's one for the gang.
Yeah.
It typically takes 12 years to close or and close to $1 billion to develop a what?
You say that again.
Yeah, I kind of stumbled over it. It typically takes 12 years and close to $1 billion to develop what?
I'm going to say medicines.
Now I'll go with the medicines.
Bill? Oh, yeah, I'd say that too.
Yeah, it typically takes 12 years and close to $1 billion to develop what? The answer is a new medicine.
Not the vaccines. He got those quicker.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the average person will drink 16,000 gallons of water. No, I just blew it.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Oh, well. The average person will drink 16 gallons of water in a lifetime. Or 16,000.
Okay. One more time. Take two.
Okay. The average person will drink 16 gallons of what in a lifetime?
Got it correct.
And I already gave it away. What is water? Mickey Gordon program for Minehead Radio. I think we'll take a rest. Thanks for listening today. You take care.
You're listening to the Mickey Gordon program.
It's the Mickey Gordon program for Minehead Radio with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mike Chickasaw Rickshaw, The Professor, Fatso Puny, Bill Clinton, former President of the United States, the Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024, InterNetwork, iNet Radio.